to a person, if I say this is my friend, I shouldn't have to say this is my white friend. Mm-hmm. A friend's a friend. That's where I am. Okay?
Yeah, so right. I see what you mean. Right. Do you remember any old-fashioned terms, though, for, say, someone who's one parent's white, another parent's black?
Mulatto.
Okay. Any other terms like that that
you
use?
Well, no, I don't know of.
Uh-huh. What would you call someone who lives out in the country and doesn't get into town much? And when he does get into town, people sort of notice him, you know? Because he looks like, you know, he's really from the country.
Well, I've been that poet, I know. Well, I don't know what you call him, but you just can tell he's country.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you call him. I don't know what term you have written down there.
No, I was just, well, there'd be a lot of terms, some Hoosier or Country Jake or Hillbilly, or any of those terms used around here?
Well, Hillbilly is one. Hillbilly.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's old. Maybe Hillbilly, I think it would be more. Wow.
Okay. And what about the French people in Louisiana? Have you ever heard of
Cajun?
Uh-huh. And any other terms for Cajuns?
Wait a minute. Creole. No, Creole is a mixture of French and something else, but Cajun. Yes. You know yes, it's worse than that. They call those mixture French,
mm-hmm.
Cooney or coon ass or something like that. I've heard Governor Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure you remember he had this big argument about what he was saying, and they said that was you know, you remember that, George West. We're nothing doing on white. Well, I appreciate that, but we're not busy here. Call me again. We really did, man. Thank you here. All right, bye-bye. Go ahead.
The governor used those terms?
The governor was using those terms, and so he got in hot water about using those terms. But he justified his argument, but I haven't heard him use it in that manner.
Like
since.
Angry.
Yeah.
Something that you'd hear making a noise around the lake at night. A little.
Come in. Frogs.
Okay.
Frogs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
What would you call the large frog?
Bullfrog.
Okay. What about the little tiny ones that come out after the rain?
Toad. Huh? Isn't it? A toad frog.
Okay.
Right.
And something that people get from the Gulf that comes in, the pearls are supposed to grow in.
Oyster shells.
Okay. And if you were going to go fishing, what might you dig up to go fishing with?
Well, worms.
Mm-hmm.
Bait.
What about a small fish you could use for bait?
Minnow.
Okay. And the hard shell thing that can pull its neck and legs. And
crab.
What?
A turtle.
Okay. What would you call one on land?
Hard shell turtle.
Okay. Any other terms?
Wait a minute. Cooter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that land or water? The cooter.
I think a cooter is mostly a land thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, but I think so.
What about something you'd find in a stream that's got claws on it and the swim away backwards if you touch it? You find it under a rock, maybe.
Is that a crab?
Hmm?
Is that a crab? A crawfish?
Okay. And a kind of insect that flies around the light.
Kind of insect that flies around.